Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9 say, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. For as heaven is higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways." You know, when the Lord called me to leave my job for full-time ministry, I must admit that I had visions of grandeur. But little did I know that He was leading me on a journey where I would find out firsthand that indeed His thoughts are not my thoughts. You know, more than once I've said something to the effect that often true ministry isn't lived out on the public stage, but in the everyday things of life. And it seems to be a statement the Lord keeps firing back at me when my visions of grandeur get in the way. Recently, this precept has become even more clear. First, I received a message from one asking for prayer, and then a phone call from another just needing someone to listen without judgment. I've also been with one who was overwhelmed, and all it took was a couple of extra hands to help ease the load. And all of this was done without a public stage and a mic in my hand. But you see, when the Spirit of God is leading through it, it's ministry. I also found another who was in desperate need of being ministered to, and that was me. And that's when the Lord used a precious soul to be more of an encouragement and a friend than she realized, just by being there to share a very special moment in time while I sang two simple songs mean more than she'll ever realize. She had no stage or mic, as none was needed. It was just true one-on-one ministry. So I wonder, could this be a part of what the Apostle Paul meant when he said in Galatians 6:2 that we're to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ? I believe so. And you know, Jesus was serious when he said that we're to love thy neighbor as thyself. And for me, that's exactly what my friend did when she gave up her time for me. So indeed, his thoughts are not my thoughts. And the higher ways and visions of grandeur that I often fight are simple rubbish compared to his ways. Yes, there are days that he does use me as I stand on a platform with a mic in my hand. However, more often than not, I experience his best work as I allow him to love through me, one person at a time. With Heart Thoughts, this is Sherry Taylor.